Reap what you sow. Farage's Reform Party promises to place deportation centers in Green Party areas. By Kurt Sindelka on May 4, 2026. In the final push before voters head to the polls this week to choose who will staff their local council governments, Nigel Farage's Reform UK party unveiled perhaps its most tantalizing policy prescription for illegal migration: let the Greens deal with it. Echoing schemes in America in which Republican governors such as Texas' Greg Abbott or Florida's Ron DeSantis bust illegals to elite Democrat strongholds like Martha's Vineyard, Reform UK Shadow Home Secretary Zia Yusuf said that if given power, the party will place all migrant detention centres in constituencies that voted for the pro-mass migration Green Party. Yusuf noted that in order for the government to carry out large-scale deportations, it will need to detain tens of thousands of migrants at the same time and therefore will be in need of detention centres to hold the illegals. However, rather than spreading out such detention centres evenly throughout the country, the Reform immigration spokesman said that the party would ensure that the burden of illegal migration disproportionately impacts those who support it. A Reform government will not put any migrant detention facilities in any constituency with a Reform MP. Nor will we put them where Reform controls the council, Yusuf said on Sunday. He added that a Reform government would prioritize Green-controlled parliamentary constituencies and Green-controlled councils to locate the detention centers. This is an important exercise in democratic consent, not just for our mass deportation policy, but for where the detention centers are placed. The Greens, who have seemingly abandoned focus on climate matters in favor of courting its multicultural base on issues like opposition to Israel, is dominated by far-left ideology on immigration, with its members previously voting to grant illegals amnesty and provide them with taxpayer-funded housing. A 2023 policy document stated that the party believed in World Without Borders and that illegal immigration should not be considered a criminal offense under any circumstances. For Reform to be focusing on the Greens in the waning days of the campaign perhaps demonstrates the scale to which British politics has transformed since the last time voters went to the polls for the 2024 general election, in which both Reform and the Greens only managed to pick up a handful of seats in the parliament. Less than 2 years on, the Green Party, under the leadership of upstart radical Zach Polanski, have surged in the polls and now stands neck and neck with governing Labour as the top left-wing party in the country in the polls, having its support base bolstered by peeling off the youth and Muslim voting blocs away from Labour. Meanwhile, Nigel Farage's Reform Party has blown past the Conservatives to become the most popular party in the country, as trust continues to fade in the two Westminster establishment parties following years of economic mismanagement and a bipartisan failure to properly police Britain's borders. According to predictions from an election expert and Tory peer, Lord Hayward, Labour could be on pace to lose nearly 3 out of 4 of its local council seats that are up for election on Thursday, or around 1,900 out of 2,500 seats. Conversely, Hayward predicted that the Greens would gain around 500 council seats, the Conservatives would lose around 600, and Reform would gain 1,550 councillors. However, the election expert did caution that the landscape is novel and therefore may be ripe for surprises. "We're in a truly unprecedented world where you've got both Reform and Greens as major disruptors," he told The Times last week. "We've never had five-party politics before. Normally, the opposition gains off the government. On this occasion, all parties are fighting each other for all the seats." For his part, Reform leader Nigel Farage said that he would be very pleased if Lord Hayward's predictions came true, while saying that he expected his party to perform stunningly well on Thursday. Mr. Farage has predicted that the local elections will force Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer to finally resign from his post. Follow Kurt Sindelka on X, follow @KurtSindelka or email to Sindelka@Breitbart.com.